This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Interestingly, we had a camp that just ended today. Boy Scouts, the local Muslim Boy Scouts from Memphis, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And usually camps are such a great way of building relationships, such a great way of being given an opportunity to influence people and so on. And subhanAllah, usually camps are also great tools that have been used, historically speaking, by cults. Cults use camps in order to indoctrinate people because the process is very, very simple. You isolate and then you indoctrinate. You isolate, you induce dependency, and then you can indoctrinate. You isolate, you induce dependency, you keep people away from loved ones, then you indoctrinate. You isolate, you indoctrinate, you keep people away from loved ones, and then you turn people against their loved ones, eventually. Such a wicked way, but subhanAllah, it really, really works. And usually when you go to these camps, you discover things about yourself. You discover things about your own children, if you are taking your children with you. And generally speaking, you discover things about our youth as well. Some are good, and some are not so good. But inshallah, just to keep things positive, one beautiful thing that we discovered, I personally came to be very convinced of during this camp. The kids will always be dependent on technology so long that there is no viable alternative to it. When we were at the camp, there was no Wi-Fi there. In fact, one of the conditions is you could not bring your phone with you. So none of these kids were on their phones or tablets or games or none of that. But then what happens is you really get to see that you can have fun without really relying on these things. And that's very telling for us as parents. When we say that our kids are so dependent on it, yes, they will be dependent on it so long that we have not created good alternatives. And believe me, subhanAllah, when there are good alternatives, what I've seen is that these kids don't even remember TikTok. They don't remember social media. They don't remember their tablets. They don't remember any of that stuff. And that is why, subhanAllah, throughout the Quran, every time Allah declared something to be haram, there was always a halal alternative. You cannot drink alcohol, but everything else is halal. You cannot deal with interest, but all other forms of transactions are halal. You cannot eat pork, but every other meat is halal. So I don't think that our challenge is in declaring something to be haram. Our challenge is in, once we say this is haram, what alternative are we really bringing? And I think this is where we need to be thinking. What is that alternative? And once we find that alternative, giving up haram actually becomes easier. And when we do that, we help our children to be more into the halal and not really having to think much about the haram. Inshallah, so part of it is that inshallah we'll be conducting a camp for our youth. So please inshallah be on the look for that. However, in the meantime, please continue to look for the halal alternative. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of our children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad.